Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to this Sunday's broadcast of The Reality of the Creator. I am the co-host, Woody Abdul-Kareem. And today's show, your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz, and he is on the line also. And today's show is the reality of the Creator. Today's topic is Stop the Evil People with Love and Goodness. And again, I'm your co-host, and the host is Imam Shahid Shabazz, who is on the line. And he probably would want to open us up with some prayer. I just wanted to give us the salams, and inshallah, we'll have a beginning to, with Allah's mercy and Allah's permission, what will be a beautiful show. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well, brother. How are you doing this morning?
All praises due to Allah. Man, I'm doing great. I'm alive, and I got another chance to get it right.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. He blessed us both with success with this opportunity that he's given us to get it right, inshallah.
Yes, sir. So I could say an opening prayer, and you can read the summary if you want to.
Sure. Okay. So do you want to open with the prayer first? You want me to read the summary in the on the topic?
Oh, you can go ahead and read the summary, and I'll open with prayer.
Okay. So stop the evil people with love and goodness. And, you know, you dropped a lot of jewels on this, and I really didn't have time to pick up all the hadith that go along with what you were saying, but the evil won't stop until we change our evil thinking. Okay, so you think the evil into existence. Imam Shahid had said earlier when he was discussing with me, and he gave me the broad understanding of the topic that we were discussing today. He says you think evil into existence, and you think. You think you're evil and you think good into existence. And the evil's not going to stop until each one of us as individuals take it upon ourselves to stop acting and doing evil. Okay? And then when we act good, good will come back to us. And if we choose to act evil, evil will come back to us. And evil is a personal, you know, you said it's a personal decision, and everybody's going to make that decision on their own. And they're going to choose whether they want to do evil or want to do good. But evil is on a mission to take our souls and make us believe in the material things of this world. And I think in one of the narrations you gave me, Sheikh, it was, you called it a fool's paradise. You called this world a fool's paradise. If you want to put all your eggs in the basket of a fool's paradise, then I guess you would take that title of being a doggone fool. So may Allah protect us from that, inshallah, and I'll turn it back over to you. But a few of the taglines I put was thinking good brings good, thinking evil brings evil, doing good brings good, doing evil brings evil, personal choice, and the material things of this world are just a facade. So don't put all your faith in the material things of this world, because Allah has a lot more for us, inshallah. And I'll turn it back over to
inshallah.
You, man. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, sir. Yes. I would like to open with prayer, my beloved audience. I would like to thank you, first of all, for taking the time out of your Sunday, this Sunday, Allah, giving you another life, a chance at life, too, you know, to earn the real life, not this life that we're in terms of this animal life in this material world, but the real spiritual life that we can't see that's inside our bodies that keeps us alive. And that's the life of Allah inside of us, Allah. Our Creator keeps us alive, whether you're a good person or a bad person, Allah keeps you alive. And in this prayer, you will see how merciful our Creator is and how no one will have an excuse on the day of judgment not to make it into heaven. No one. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhin an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wadh-dhalin. Amin. We just said, people, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us, Allah, the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, those whose fortune is not wrath and who go not astray from your straight way. Amen.
Amen.
So again, I greet you, my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And I would like to just open up the show like this. The reason that Allah, the Creator, revealed that topic to me of good and evil, you know, you don't have to really have a formal education. You don't have to have no education at all to know right from wrong and to know that if I do wrong, wrong is coming back to me. And if I do good, good is coming back to me. Everybody know that. Everybody that's of age where they can think, they know that. If you do good, you're going to get good back. If you do evil, you're going to get evil back. The most unfortunate thing with this world and most of the leaders and the people all over the world, they think that they can continue to do evil, and they think just because the Creator ain't punishing them for it right away and destroyed them right away for what they're doing, and he's allowed them to do evil so long, they take his mercy. That's mercy. That's special mercy. He's most merciful. He's giving them a chance to turn around. He ain't giving them more time to act a fool. He ain't giving them more time to act evil, to hate on each other, or to disobey his moral laws and just, you know, become wicked people and evil people and killers of each other and all of these type of horrific things that we're doing to each other. He ain't giving us more time to do that. You're doing that on your time. You're doing it with the time he's giving you. Understand the difference. You're doing it with the time he's giving you. He's not giving you more time to do that. He's giving you time each day to get your life in order, to get your life in order with his will. And what is his will? His will is justice. His will is goodness, all goodness. His will is equality, all equal treatment under his law. He gives us all equal opportunity to live a good life. He gives us all the equal opportunity also to live, as the Imam said, a bad life if that's what you choose. But he gives everybody, he's a just creator. And one of the things I said in my talk, the brother then mentioned that was on the day of judgment, Allah said every human being going to be judged justly for the good you do and for the evil you do. So it ain't going to be like he going to, you know, put something on you that you didn't do. Everything that's going to be on your record, that's going to be definitely what you did and what you earned, the life you earned with him in the hereafter, or the life, not life, but not death either, but the destruction you earn in the hell of fire. And I say that way because a lot of our leaders wouldn't say that because they are ignorant. In the hell of fire, that ain't the end, so you don't say in the death that you go to when you go into the hell of fire. You're not going into no death. You're going into eternal torment when you go into hell. You die here on earth as an animal in this body. But after you die, and you're resurrected for the judgment, and if your judgment is not favorable with Allah and you go to the, into the hellfire, he who created for people who reject him all their life, in this short time they have him in this world doing evil, he said, you won't neither live nor will you die. Now you tell me what that means. You ain't living, you ain't dying. You just, but he tells you of all the torments you will experience forever. But he said, it ain't going to never stop. Never. You ain't going to live nor die. People, you don't want that. And the time is growing nearer than I ever seen in my 6 or 7 years of the end of the era, of a spiritual era of evil. Almighty Allah, our Creator, sent a prophet by the name of Noah thousands of years ago, the first major prophet he created in the world. And it's amazing. He let that man live 950 years. And that man taught generation after generation for almost 10 generations, 1,000 years. And do you know that when Almighty Allah told him, say, look, get all of the people and get them in pairs so we can you can start the world over again. You start the world that started with pairs. Allah said he created everything in pairs. And pairs, that's for procreating so that we can keep people on the planet Earth, keep animal all life going. Okay? So he said, get all people in pairs, the righteous in pairs, and put them on the ark. He had them to build an ark and get all the animals in pairs so they could reproduce too and they could have food when the world started all over again without all these evil people like right now today that's on the world, in the world. They were all destroyed. And they're all getting ready to be destroyed real soon right now. You know why? Because Allah told Noah, said, listen, all of the, you've been teaching for almost 1,000 years, I've allowed you. And each generation of people is the same people in the prior generation. See, it's called ancestors and descendants. So those were the descendants of those people 100 years, 200 years later. Those were the descendants that rejected Allah 100 years back, and vice versa. So it's the same people. So we got the same evil. The majority of the people, they rejected Prophet Noah, tried to kill him, each generation, for just trying to bring them life. It's a hell of a thing. But anyway, Allah Almighty say, after he destroyed this evil world of wicked people with the flood. The flood. He had it to rain. Until the rain came up so high and the vessel he was in called the ark, it floated on the waves. But everybody that went on the ark, everybody all over the world, they got drowned. Allah called it the rain until the rain drowned all of them. And each generation, Allah say after that, until the end of time, of humanity, he said he would always, when the world get too evil like it is now, he would always come in. When he see the spirit, the so-called religious people ain't doing their job. We know politicians have worked for Satan. They evil. Yeah, they evil. I said it. They work for Satan. Do we still follow anything good that they got in the law? That still don't mean they don't follow Satan. You can't mix good and evil. You can't do justice to people by giving more to some and giving others so less they can't hardly make it. So Allah said he created the heavens and the earth for justice and equality, for just ends and for a term appointed, a short term. So my point and my conclusion at this time is that Allah told all of them to get on the ark. Now today, the only way you can be saved from this evil people that's overtaken almost all people, and it is, it's just about overtook all people, children, adults, everybody. The only way you can overcome it, you got to come back to your true nature. And most people, Muslims too, they don't know what their true nature is. A lot of Muslims, most Muslims are a lot of them, they may say it, and some other people may say it too. Muslims ain't the only one that says, so some other people may say it too. that, you know, my nature is good. Well, they're telling the truth if they say that. Well, if your nature is good, then why do you love doing evil? Why do most people, they Muslim, Christian, Jews, whoever, why do people every day, Allah give them, just like today, they done started out doing evil? It's like they're on a mission every day. If I live tomorrow, I'm going to pick right back up from where I was evil at yesterday and try to build on that evil. But where is the evil taking you to? Like the ma'am said, all of these things here in this world is a facade. You, when you look in the mirror, you're looking at a facade. You ain't real. Your body ain't real. Your body is a facade, an illusion. And your body gonna pass away. Then what you got? The material things you got, they gonna pass away. Then what you got? Nothing. Because in essence, right now, you have nothing if you don't have your soul, your immortal soul. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Definitely it's personal. What's in your heart, what's in your chest, alhamdulillah, and you dropped a lot there, and I'm, you know, trying to just keep up with the notes, but it's the biggest blessing you can have is turning to Allah and asking Allah to guide you. And Allah said he will not change a people until they change what's in their hearts, until they change what's in their chest. And, you know, like you mentioned about politicians, most of them are not acting generally in a God-fearing way. They're just trying to please the people, you know, and go in whatever direction the people want, instead of following and doing what Allah or what God, what the creator of the world wants from them or expects from them or expects from us as a people. So definitely the change comes from within. It comes from us first as individuals, and then it spreads out to families and cities and nations and countries and the whole world. But it definitely starts with each individual taking personal responsibility for that evil and taking personal responsibility for the love and goodness that they want to bring out or bring to us, inshallah ta'ala. And that just means with God's will. For, you know, those, you know, people who are not speaking Arabic or understand those terms that we use from time to time. So Imam Shahid Shabazz, we have several callers on the line. I just wanted to, you know, touch base with some of them and see if they had any comments early, and then, you know, we can go into, you know, some other parts of the dialogue today. First, and I believe this is Sister Isla. We just want to, she's like our spark plug. You know, that you put in the engine to make sure it's running right and smoothly. 301 ends with 3381. I want to just make sure that this is the sister, but 301 ends with 3381 in the 301 area code. What's your name,
yes,
and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, you're right, brother. This is Sister
Isla. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Had get my spiritual blessings today. And so I am so thankful that I can be here again with you to get the wonderful message from our Creator, you know. And as you said, this, the time that we are in today is a time of reflection and being sent back into our home, back into our house, back into ourselves to reflect and understand what the purpose of our life is. Why we are here. And nobody has control of this, and to realize that man is not in control now, and to see that truly there must be a God somewhere, because man has nothing to do with this and cannot control this, what's going on today. So therefore, this is a cleansing, a purification, and a blessing, whether we see it or not. And we should come back out of our homes whenever the Lord decides to take this away out of us. A better behavior than we had, a better understanding, and a greater desire to do live our life in a better way.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Shukran, sis, for that golden piece of advice. Alhamdulillah, and we definitely wish you the best and speediest recovery. Love it when you call and you're on the show, and hopefully you'll be back hosting very soon. And again, thank you. We have another caller, and this might be your wife, Imam Shabazz, in the 336 area code. So if you don't want to speak, sis, you don't have to, but I'm going to just see if that's you. What's your name and where you're calling from? 336-2640 is the last four digits of your phone number. Any comment? Okay. I think I may know who that was. We have another caller that's been on for a little while in the 313 area code. And I'm not going to go through everybody on this particular break, but from the 313 area code, ends with 3152. I'm going to just put you on, ask what's your name and where you're calling from if you have any comment. That's in the 313 area code. I'm not familiar with that area code. And 3152, did you have any comment at all for us?
No, I don't have any comment. I'm just enjoying it. I just came in. So I'll have a comment.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for participating in the show today and listening. And we're going to go back to the topic. Again, you're listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today, the host, of course, is Imam Shahid Shabazz. I'm the guest host, Abdul Kareem. And today's topic is Stop the Evil People, but Stop It with Love and Goodness. That we could stop the evil with love and goodness. And some of the points that the Imam pointed out is that evil won't stop until we change our evil thinking. Excuse me. Our evil thinking. And that's what's within ourselves. And, you know, there are many stories from the Prophet, but one of the hadith, he says that he who observes an evil deed should change it with his hands if he can do so. And if he cannot do so, he should change it with his tongue. Then with his tongue, he should say something. And if he cannot do that, then he should just change it with his heart. He should hate it within his heart. But that is the weakest degree of faith, just hating it with your heart. But first it's your hands. Then if you can't do that, you should try to say something. And then if you can't do that, you just hate it with your heart. But today's topic would make you look inward, look at yourself and say, what if the evil is coming from me? What if this evil action or this evil deed or these evil, what if it's coming from me? And you, what the Imam is saying is that you or we or I would need to change that with love and goodness, because when you do evil, you're going to get evil back. There's no doubt about it. You do evil, you're going to get evil back. That's been reiterated to us in our religion over and over in so many different ways. And when you do good, you are going to get good back. The only thing is, do you get it back in this life or in the next life? But it is promised to you that you are going to get good back when you do good. And the believer wants to do good and get that in this life and in the next. He wants to do good and get the reward of that good in this life, where it makes life easier for that person, and in the next life, when there is no ease and no shade and no comfort except the comfort provided by Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth, on the day of judgment when we have to answer to him. So a believer is almost afraid to get too much good in this life, in a way, because a believer is always going to be worried about, am I being recompensed for my good in this life and I may not get it in the hereafter? All right, because Allah's good, Allah's mercy encompasses everybody. It encompasses everyone. It allows everybody to have the sunshine, the wind, the cool breeze that blows by, the water, the beautiful plants and herbs that grow from the earth. Everyone gets that. But are your good deeds going to give you a reward in this life and in the next life? So we want our good to benefit us in a time when only Allah can provide good for us. Right now, we think, you know, we're in charge. We think we can do things that are good, and we can. But our reward, we would want them definitely to count for us in the hereafter. And when you do good, even if you don't get that reward right away, Allah is saving it for you in the hereafter. So a believer is never concerned about that account. We have the best of account keepers. Allah is the best of keeping account for all our good deeds. And, of course, Imam Shahid Shabazz, I'm sure that you were listening. There's several other callers, but I definitely want you to elaborate some more on your topic. And maybe, you know, when you're ready, I could bring some of them in, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Abdul Kareem. Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to say to the Muslim listening audience and also to those who are not Muslims, and I would like to ask those that are listening to take the message that you get back to those who you know and share the message of life with them. These are life-giving teachings. And let them know to share it also with others, and that's how love spread, and that's how evil spread. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Okay? So what I want to say is that this is very important for all true mu'minun, all true believers in Allah. Allah says when a thought in the Quran, Allah say when a thought of evil assail your mind, come to your mind, he say, call him, Allah, in remembrance, in dhikr, remembrance. He say, when low, down there in that low state that you're in of evil, he will bless you to see the right way. He will bless you to see the right way. I said it in that way because it's clear in that way. It's simple. If I'm doing evil, you think about your own personal life. When I was doing evil, and thought about Almighty God before Muslim and after, I couldn't go on in that evil. You can't do it. Your conscience and heart won't allow you to do it. You won't create it like that. The only way you can do evil, people, you have to forget about Allah. That's the only way you can do evil. You have to forget Allah. Why? Because Allah's all good. And if you forget Allah, you done forgot all good. So what? How can you do any good? You can't. You can't do no good. You're all evil. And one of the things I had written here and one of my topics in the past is religion is sincerity. Religion is sincerity. Allah says the reason that hypocrisy grows and have grown so much in the world to Western about took over all the people in all religions, Islam too, is because they don't take the higher spiritual life serious. And I can bear witness to what Allah, our creator, say. I've been in Islam, this way of life, not a religion. This year is 46 years. And I deal with all people in all religion. And even if people are not in religion, just people and you meet, you can't hardly trust anybody anymore. They will tell you one thing, you know, and get you all built up. And then, you know, when it's time to fulfill that and some good, I'm talking about the good. And when it comes time to fulfill that, They come up with an excuse why they can't, you know, do good, you know, by you. And hypocrisy is not only that right there, but hypocrisy is knowing all the time they weren't going to do it for you no way. But they want to build you up so they can tear you down with hypocrisy and destroy your faith in Allah. I know that's clear. Yes, that's very clear. All praise is due to Allah. Yeah, so hypocrisy is our biggest problem today, and it's the greatest weapon of Satan today, mixing good with evil and getting most people through his influence to think that the things in this world are good. My wife is good. My husband's good. My children good. My car is good. I got a good car. I got a good home. I got a good this, a good that. Oh man, I got a good. I've been blessed with a whole lot of good. And you know what, people? This is so funny to me. Everything that you got that you call good, start with yourself, don't even exist as bad. It don't even exist as evil. Now, most people might not want to accept that. They might say, I got my own opinion about it. You think the creator of the heavens and the earth care about your opinion? He said, all the good that comes to us, Allah, come from Allah. And Allah said, all the bad that come from us, come to us as human beings, come from ourselves. That clears that up right there. So if you want good to come back in your life and in this world, like the sister said in the beginning, come back, bring the goodness back in your nature that you was created with by Allah. Bring that goodness back. You can bring it back. Just like every day you think about doing evil, you can think about doing good. You can turn that evil thought into a good thought. And Allah is so merciful in trying to help you so much, and the Creator, He said, if you think about doing a bad deed, just think about doing a bad, some evil. And He said, for whatever reason, you think again. Just don't do it right away. Just think before you do it. And you don't do it, He said He will bless you as if though you did a full good deed. Now, look at what kind of creator you got. Oh, man, who wouldn't want to serve a creator like that? He saves us from our own self-destruction and gives us chance after chance after chance. You can't count them, so none of His creatures, men and women, will go into the hellfire. You don't want nobody to go to the hellfire. We want our own self to go to hell when we just want to keep doing what we want to do. Because He done told you again and again that all bad and evil come from ourselves. So if you keep following yourself and look in this world here as an example, you're going to get all evil. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You are listening to the Reality of the Creator talk show. That is your host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I am your co-host, Woody Abdul Kareem, calling. Today's topic is Stop the Evil People with Love and Goodness. Stop the Evil with Love and Goodness. And we are definitely expanding on that one statement and how it starts with each person looking in the mirror. And as Imam Shahid just said, said a few times throughout, and just that same evil thought that you have, and you have the ability to change it to a good thought. And we are serving a creator that even if you're thinking of an evil deed and you change your mind and don't carry it out, you are blessed with a good deed. You are blessed with a good deed for just not carrying out that evil thought that you were capable of carrying out and refraining and restraining yourself and having some restraint. And changing that to a good thought, you get a good deed for that. And
that's right.
And alhamdulillah. And that brings me to something that the Imam says often, that your sincere intention is better than your deeds. Better than your deeds. So that comes from your intentions are your thoughts. That's what you intend. If we are thinking about doing something evil, we change that to something good. And we always have the ability to change that into something good. Somebody gets us upset and we, you know, thinking evil thoughts. They're your thoughts, our thoughts. We have the chance to turn those thoughts into something good. And when we turn them into something good, Allah knows that and gives us value for it. And as a creator, without even doing something good, it's better. I give you an example. I made some I made some shrimp the other day and I tried to fry them up. And my intention was to make them as good as the picture looked on the recipe that I was trying to follow. But, you know, they didn't turn out that way, Sheikh. But my intention was better than the actual end result, right? And Allah rewards us for our intention because we could intend to do something incredibly good. But then when we set out to do it, it may just be okay. It may just be, you know, it may not be as good as we intended, but, you know, we tried. But if Allah rewards us for our intention, for our sincere effort, our intention was better than the deed, because, you know, the shrimp just turned out okay. The kids were like, yeah, you know, it's good, Dad. You know, like, they didn't want to hurt Dad's feelings, but it wasn't, you know,
right.
It wasn't like, you know, like I thought. So I really see that whenever you say, you know, when you ask me to, you know, to take a task, or, you know, you do something for me, and you say, well, your intentions are better, you know, are better than your deeds, you know, and you've already done that, brother. So just, you know, be calm and be patient and do your best, you know. And I say, alhamdulillah, shukran for that, because it's just such a positive reinforcement, and it's coming from Allah, because Allah is telling us that if I sincerely intend to do good, I want to do something wonderful for my lovely wife. I want to do something good for the community. I want to help that neighbor over there. I want to do something for them. That good intention, instead of some evil thought, is going to get rewarded, even if I don't carry it out, even if I don't get to
That's
my
right.
neighbor's house to do that, even if I don't get to the store to buy my wife those flowers or that thing that she wanted or that shirt, that she, blouse that she was interested in, even if I don't get to do it. Now, you know, the other person may not give you all those rewards, but if you're getting the reward with Allah, that's what counts. That's what counts. And then if you can actually do it, you're going to get multiple rewards from your Lord just for having that good thought, that sincere intention, that good intention carried out or not carried out, but at least intended to be carried out. You have every intention
yes.
and ability to carry it out, but for some reason you couldn't get to it, or you just didn't do it in the fashion that you intended. I'm sure every NFL football player runs out there, thinks they're going to catch that one arm, you know, extended touchdown pass and
that,
win
that's
the game,
right.
team, or hit that last buzzer beater three-pointer, but it may not always work out like that. In this world, Allah blesses us for our intentions. And when we have good intentions, especially if we turn it from some evil thought, that joker that just cut you off while you was driving, or that joker that never got nothing good to say to you, and you just, you know, keep thinking evil, he going to bump into you and you're going to turn it into evil now. But you could turn
That's
it
right.
into something good, right? Alhamdulillah. We could turn it into something good and wish good for that person, wish good for that brother, that sister that always given us that mean, dirty look. We could mean dirty
That's right.
look them back, and we'll just blow it up the other way. So one way,
That's right.
pleasing Shaitan, who has no power over you, and the other way,
That's right.
you're pleasing Allah, who has all, who is the creator of everything, the sun, moon, the stars, the heaven, the earth. He's the creator of everything. Not a leaf falls from a tree without Allah's permission. If we pleasing,
That's right.
we're pleasing the Lord of the worlds, hey, if mankind lines up and is pleased with us, you know, alhamdulillah, that's beautiful. But if they don't, we please the right one. We were looking for the pleasure of the Creator, and if we achieve that, I can't think of a better motive operandi, a better way to be, a better plan of action than trying to please the Creator of the heaven and the earth, alhamdulillah. And
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And Imam, if you don't mind, I was going to check. There's you know, maybe five or six other callers on that I haven't spoken to
yes,
yet.
Yes, absolutely. Please, please, please,
okay.
please.
Okay. Let me just see if any of them have any questions. We have a few callers from this 919 area code. One of them may be my loving wife, who has nothing but good things to say. let's see if she has a comment. It looks like her number there. What's your name and where you calling from? This is the 919-2678. No comment. Okay, that's fine. Some people prefer to just listen and not make a comment, so I will put that on hold. I'm pretty sure I know who that is, and I will mute them. And this one may be Brother Larry with the 2047, also calling from the 919 area code. This might be our beautiful brother who is a regular on the show. 2047, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother Perrine, you're doing a great job, and you certainly are. And I'd like to give my blessings and prayers out to Sister Isla. Good to hear her voice.
Alhamdulillah.
Always, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to speak on the intentions. And, of course, you know, as it's written and said, that your intentions are better than your actions. Your intentions outweigh your actions, and you know, for a reason that I can think of is, and you of course rewarded when you do not an evil deed because your intentions suggest you to do that. But likewise, your intentions will also hold you accountable when you do an intention that is for the wrong reasons. For instance, one of the sayings is that, you know, the man died and went before the Lord, and he says to the Lord, you know, I did all these great things, and I did them in your name. And the Lord said, yeah, but you did them for yourself. Sometimes the intentions can be that you do something, but you're doing it for the wrong reason. You're doing something with the intention to gain wealth. Or you're doing something with the intention please yourself or please your own desire. You know, I intended to take her out and wine her and dine her just so I could, get a sleepover. I intended to do this or that just so I could gain, what I want on my self-value.
That's right.
And so, but we, you know, we are people that, you know, when you go back to self and this world, you know, our eyes and our ears and our senses are windows to the soul. And so,
that's right.
When you look out and see these bad things or these good things or these things you don't understand, your eyes go out and picture these things, and when it comes back to your mind should analyze it, you know, and either accept or not accept, but we're so hung up and accepting everything that we see that we don't analyze things to the goodness of our soul. And so,
that's right.
You know, and it's kind of like I always tell people, you know, I tell my sons and I tell people, you know, like listening to a fool, and I know Brother Shai, you hear me say this, you know, some people, well, I ain't going to listen to that fool. I ain't going to listen to that crackhead. I ain't going to listen to that bum. He ain't got nothing. You know, I tell my kids, I said, look, you know, you can listen to a fool. Don't just turn your back on somebody because they ain't educated as you are, or you think they're a fool, or that's a crackhead over there, and they smoke crack, so you ain't going to hear what they got to say, or that's a bum, so you ain't got to hear what they got to say. You can listen to a fool, and if you don't learn nothing, learn how not to be a fool. You should always learn something from something. It's always a learning process.
That's right.
Listen to a fool long enough. If you don't learn nothing but how not to be a fool, that's good enough. Matter of fact, that's great. You eat the fish. You don't eat the bone. So you ain't got to take everything fool tell you, and then you come out, and now you're a fool too. You ain't got to take everything that crackhead tell you because they
that's
want
right.
some more crack, or they done dropped their life, and you got to be like them. You know, listen at them, and you can see where, you know, as I said, have you not seen what happened to people that came before you? So we gotta have this open mind, I would say, and our senses as a window. You know, if it's snowing outside and we're in the house, we look out the window. We don't go out there just in the snow. We just don't open the window and let the cold air in. So you got to sensitize all these things that you see going on, bring it back to your mind, and analyze it. Get it analyzed. Go to Allah. Ask for an answer, you know. And you know, a lot of times we don't do that. You know, we don't seek answers from Allah. We're so quick to speak. We're so quick to do. We're so quick to have it our own way. We're so quick to say, oh, yeah, I am, you know. You know, we soon as somebody say something, soon as somebody do something, we bring it in and we dissect it the way we want to dissect it. We don't look for answers from Allah. We don't contemplate on it. We don't meditate on it. And a lot of times, it just throws us further and further away from what the Creator and what throws us off the path of righteousness, off the path of, you know, keeping our eyes in direction of Allah, you know. And so I think that's what happened to us a lot. And, you know, because we're so opinionated because of what we see, first what we hear, and these kind of things. So you know, we have to kind of get there. I'm sorry,
Larry. You're dropping a lot of jewels on there, and that's wonderful. I think the two of the things, and I want to get the thoughts on it.
Go ahead.
One of them that you mentioned was about the intentions, and that was right in line. I'm sure the imam's going to elaborate on how our intentions, right? Because you said somebody does something, but Allah said to them, you did it for yourself, or you did it to please the people, or you did it. You know, when we say correct, when Allah says correct your intentions, that means you doing it first. You going over there to help that little old lady across the street. You going to your next door neighbor to make sure they got bread and milk and cheese during this corona crisis. You helping that man change his tire. You doing that thing because you know it pleases your Lord, not because you're trying to show off. You know, I know I might have thrown it off when I mentioned the NBA player or the NFL player that does that. They trying to please the fans and make themselves look good. But us as believers, when we try to do a good deed, we're doing it first to please our Lord. And I'm sure, you know, every time I talk to the imam, he makes sure he irons that into the conversation. And the other thing about the respect of getting information from anybody and giving them respect, even if it's somebody who's down on their luck because they're using drugs or because they're in a homeless situation or they're just not healthy or something. Man, you put that really well when you said, even if you learn not to be a bum, or even if you learn not to, you know, not to say something stupid or how to address people properly. I mean, yes, you're going to learn something and give everybody that respect. But when you come to getting your religious knowledge, when it comes to your, just like you're not going to take tax information from some crackhead on the street with a needle in his arm. You know, he can tell you something else, that it's raining or the weather's cold or something, and you might listen to him and give him respect, but he's not going to give you information on your taxes. He's not going to give you information on your religion. He may not even give you the correct direction on how to get to this corner or that corner, but you're still going to give respect and listen. And I was wondering if Imam Shahid, if you had a, because I know you were going to interject on a few points. I heard you mention something, but maybe you could enlighten the rest of the listeners, because there are a few on some of those things that Brother Larry was talking about.
Well, you know, I sure would be glad to if you all give me that opportunity. One of the things that, and Brother Larry, by the way, that was very, as the brother said, very clear and very profound what you was sharing with us. It was very beautiful and very needed, very much needed. Allahu Akbar. So, first of all, I want to say that this is so important, not just for Muslims, but for all people. Muslim only means one who submit their will to the will of their Creator. That's all Muslim means. So, listen, in the Holy Quran, which is the final revelations from our Creator Allah for all people, for guidance in this life and the next life. Allah, you know, He speaks to us, and Allah says He speaks to us in our intelligence. So, like brother, I think Brother Larry said it, and Brother Abdul Karim, if people, we have what's called aq, or intelligence. Brother Larry said it well when he said it, and I'm out there with the people all the time. You know, I've been out as like a prophet or a messenger all over this country doing door-to-door, trying to reach the people and help the people as a spiritual social worker for 46 years this year. Praise be to Allah, I'm still living. But I don't want no credit for that. I'm just glad I was blessed to be able to help somebody. But our Creator, you know, in His book, the Quran, you know, He said He speaks to us in our intelligence. So if you want to be able to hear the Creator, to hear Allah, so that you can know right from wrong, so that you can distinguish good from evil, you got to have intelligence. Intelligence may sound like, oh, it's a loose word. Oh, yeah, I got intelligence. I went to college. I got my bachelor's degree. I got this degree. I got that degree. And be the biggest fool in the world. Why? You got all of them degrees, but what can, who? I mean, what did degrees teach you? They taught you how to function and be successful in the material world only. They taught you nothing about your Creator. Nothing. So by teaching you nothing about your Creator, oh, you educated because you got 10 degrees? You is what the old folks used to call an educated fool. The real learning in life, I would like to say I'm a student. And, man, Allah has really blessed me over the years to become one of His top students in His universe, His university of the universe. Now, that's something to think on. How do you learn? Read the Quran. What is Allah talking about more than anything, how we can learn about Him? Through the universe. Am I right? His truth is universal. He teaches you about His creation to give you signs of how you're supposed to live as a human being. But if all you're doing is enjoying the things He gave you and not learning from them, then your life is a waste. You on the day of judgment, you won't have no good in terms of on your record for good, because you enjoyed the things that your Creator gave you, like Brother Larry said, but you didn't realize those things. He wants you to enjoy them, Allah, but He said enjoy all the good things. But give Him all the praise. Don't praise yourself. And the brother alluded to that. This is what Allah say. He said, on the day of judgment, and I'm through, He say, out of all the people He created, think about this. He said, out of every 1,000 person that He created, Allah, He said, ain't but one person out of every 1,000 going to heaven, His heaven, and the other 999 going straight to hell. And I know everybody, you're wondering, especially you all that don't know, why is that? They, and Allah said a lot of those people, the 999, He said they were good. They done a lot of good. Like the brothers were saying, they gave in charity. A lot of them built masjids, churches, and spent their millions and billions and trillions of dollars to help people all over the world. Yes, prayed, fast, done all the requirements that Allah wanted them to do in their faith, they say they had in Allah. But one simple thing got them into hell, and that's why we emphasize in the soul so much today, and it's necessary if you want to save your soul. It's your intention. When Allah asked them the question, say, when Allah already know. When Allah said to them, I would say, asked them the question, said to them, yes, you did. You did all of these good things. Here it is right in your record. But Allah, then the next thing Allah asked them, but you didn't do them things to please me. You done those things so you could be, the people would be pleased with you, and the people would talk well about Brother Larry, or Brother Shaheed, or Brother Rudy. So off to you into the hellfire. You didn't, that good you done won't no good at all. Very important, people, that your intention, whenever you're doing the good, say, feast a bit of law. And correct me, Brother Abdul, if I'm incorrect, it means for the pleasure of Allah.
That's it. That's it.
In Arabic, for the pleasure of Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
So, you know, I will stop right there. And what you and Brother Larry, y'all doing a beautiful job. What up?
Alhamdulillah. By the mercy of Allah, we are trying to do our best. And fizabilillah, that's it. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's permission and for the pleasure of Allah. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Abdul Karim. And today's topic is stop the evil people with love and goodness. And your host, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, is elaborating in so many different ways on that topic and topics that are surrounding it. And we have a few more guests that I just wanted to touch base with because they've been on for quite a while. And, you know, maybe they'll have a comment. If you do have a comment, please. If not, you can just stay silent or just say your name, where you're calling from. There's a 408 number that I think has been on and off for a while, and maybe called in and then called back in. But 408 ends with 2968. Just want to give you a chance to see if you have a comment. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Way Busy, and I'm calling from California. How y'all doing today? Sounds like you're
doing great, good. Our brother. We hope you are out there in Hollywood.
I got some people out there in Hollywood right now. They out there, you know, messing around with Warner Brothers and all that. You know, they got
right.
You know, the music industry and all that. But I'm not talking.
Yeah,
I'm not here to talk about that. Right. I'm here to talk about something else. You know, I'm here to talk about, you know, the things that I was listening to that you were projecting. You know, that you were presenting in the atmosphere so people could listen to it or people can just not listen. It doesn't really matter. But it does matter for the people who are getting something from you that they can take and apply it to their own self, their own heart. And doing that, they get to apply it to their life and move out of that situation that they're in into a higher situation where they can take a look at everything from a panoramic view. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when we take responsibility for our feelings, you see, this is the action part of what I'm talking about. Taking responsibility for your feelings. You know what I mean? And sometimes people be saying stuff, you know what I mean? They be saying this and that or doing something, and my feelings get all powerful. And that's why I got to take responsibility for my feelings, because my feelings are there to tell me, hey, something's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Everything was cool up until right now. And then when you go take a look at right now, you're looking at what somebody said or somebody did, but you're looking at it in light of truth, so you don't get messed up. You understand? You don't get messed up.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So here you are, taking responsibility for your feelings, and your actions will result in good behavior. See, all
sure
these
will.
Things go together. All these things go together. So the result is good behavior, and over time, this good behavior turns into trust, and you got to have trust in a relationship
right.
with people outside of yourself. You understand? Because if you don't have trust,
that's right.
ain't nothing going to happen. And people ain't going to open up to you because they don't trust you. Well, here's
that's
where our
right.
trust is developed. This is how we develop it. So trust is needed in the relationship with the people outside of ourselves, where the benefit shows up. You know what I'm saying? When somebody gets it, that's when the benefits show up, because you got something that's reflecting what you're projecting, unless you know somebody's feeling it. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, come on.
You got it, brother. You got it. See, the truth can hurt
that's
you.
That's right.
The truth can hurt your feelings sometimes, and it could be the absolute truth. And if you're not ready to hear it, it can hurt your feelings. But if somebody's telling you the truth, from love, if they're coming from the love and goodness that the Imam is talking about here, if they're coming from the love and goodness, then you're going to trust that person. And even if they're saying something that hurts your feelings, if it's the truth, you're going to accept it. and then you're going to
get exactly
and good actions from it. So, brother, your points are just incredibly on point. I mean, you got the arrow pulled back and you hitting it dead in the center, like me, because that's you know, that's exactly, you know, if you just took those three things that you mentioned, the feelings, the action, the trust, I'm not sure what order you're going to put it in, but as long as you put in the law first, as long as you put in the law first, you're going to put your feelings second. If you trust the person, it's easier to pull the law first, and then your actions are going to follow through, and they are going to be good actions. You know, so please
that's
continue.
That's right. So, brother, F. Curry, I'm not cutting you. I would like to hear just a little bit more from the brother. Just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so going back to this thing where we have to get back to what's underneath our feelings, and underneath our feelings, which is the surface of who we are as a person, underneath our feelings is where we're at. You know, we ain't our feelings, you know what I mean? That's not who we are. So when we're going to get underneath our feelings and we're going to get down to the heart of the matter, then we're going to have to do a little something-something. You understand? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so now your mind and your heart, you understand? So if you take a look at this, how does the heart respond to the emotional and mental reactions? How does our heart respond? You know, and these emotions that we experience, they stress us out. They stress us out on our body. They drain us of all of our energy that we have.
Sure do.
And so,
sure do.
Yeah. And so when we experience feelings like, you know, like anger, or we get frustrated, or we get anxiety, and we get all insecure sometimes, you know, because we get too overly confident, we get insecure.
That's right.
Or you know, and you know, your heart, you know what I'm saying? You ever had your heart? Your heart pattern start becoming erratic, and you start getting that erratic feeling and everything. Well, these patterns are they send this to our brain, these emotional things to our brain, and our brain, it recognizes these negative or stressful feelings that we got. It recognizes these things, and when the signal that comes up, it creates these actual feelings that we get to experience in the heart area. So what I'm trying to say is that from the mind to the heart, or from the heart to the mind. But if you're going from the mind to the heart, there's more that goes from the heart to the mind than there is.
That's right.
From the mind to the heart. So here we are. We get to experience in this heart area and our body, and when we experience negative stuff, it blocks our ability to think clear, and we need always be thinking. We always need to be thinking clear. So there's the negative side to all that stuff. But if you're going to practice doing something that's going to put you vibrating at a higher level, so that you can deal with the difficulty that you were dealing with down here on the lower level, now we're going to get somewhere, because it's much better to deal with difficulty up here than down here. You understand?
That's right.
That's why
absolutely.
You live, and that's why you live your life upside down, because if you want to go up, you got to go down. This ain't got nothing to do with you, man. Why do you keep making it about you, man? Why don't you just get over yourself, get outside of yourself, and see yourself and say, okay, it ain't got nothing to do with you, fool. Now sit down. And just come down to where these people are and let love do what love does. And love ain't trying to take a record or keep record what you're doing. Ain't got nothing to do with you, sucker. You understand? Okay, now slow down, way busy. You're going too fast.
Alhamdulillah. We appreciate that, brother. And I learned, this is Abdul Karim again. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. And today we're talking about stop the evil people with love and goodness. And I know I was listening to a he was a psychologist from I forgot what university he was from, but anyway, he said certain people, you know, he said when you're happy about something, good endorphins are released into your bloodstream, and that's why you might feel good when you talk to certain people, because you have a good feeling about them and you're getting those joyous good endorphins released into your bloodstream. And I'm sure he used much more technical terms because I'm not that technical of a person, but he said, and when there's something that you don't like, it doesn't. So you might stay away from that. And when you said this ain't about you, you know, that's what that brings up is the truth. What Allah is going to tell you is the truth. We have to center whether we like it or whether we don't like it. Once we know it's the truth and we coming from Allah who is love, I mean, there's no more greater love than the Lord of the worlds, the creator of the heavens.
There is, excuse me, brother. I don't mean to cut you. There is no love except the creator of all the world. Allah is all love. He encompasses all love. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. I'm not sure how I put it, but I definitely had the same meaning that I was trying to convey. So Allah is the love. And once you get your feelings out of it, your personal, you know, whether, you know, you like it or not, you know, if you don't like
right.
it, but it comes from Allah, you need to set your heart to where you like it. I like it because Allah said
that,
it.
That's right.
And
that's correct.
Positive endorphins are what's going to roll out. And then you're going to feel good about that because it's not about
that's
you.
That's right.
It's about what
that's
the
right.
Lord Allah said, and if Allah says turn right, then whether you wanted to turn left or go straight or go up or go down, you better turn right and like the fact that you're turning right because
that's
the Lord
right.
of the world is the one that wants you to turn right. Okay, right? So when you said those endorphins go from your heart to your mind, that's exactly right. You get your heart in the right place, you are going to be pleased with what Allah tells you. I've said it a
that's
few
right,
times.
Yeah.
At the best of us as believers, the best of us, when something happens that's even bad for us, we could say,
I heard
Alhamdulillah. We could thank God for it because we know that there's good in it. Whether it's a flat tire, or you stepped on a nail, or you fell down and hurt yourself, the best of us is going to say, Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah because there's good in it because Allah deemed it for us. And I'll let you
that's right.
real quick.
Let this brother say something. Go ahead on, brother.
Yeah, let me just shoot this out here. Sorry, I hate to step on anybody's toes. You know, I'm kind of new to this whole kind of platform like this. So if I kind of go too far with things, just remember I'm learning stuff. You know, just like, you know, I'm like, you know, if they say, hey, man, you know, everything's cool, man. But, you know, the way you did like this, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know, you know. Y'all got to let me know what time it is, you understand? Because I'm here to have a good time, you know what I mean? We let the good times roll, you know what I'm saying? But you were talking about something earlier about the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? About, like, you know, good and bad. And I was thinking about that because in my mind's eye, I'm not talking about looking at my two eyeballs into the natural where you could see my car. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They say your car is silver. I say yeah, okay. Now let me show you something in your mind's eye. Now I want you to peep this, and they're like, "What you okay? Oh, I get you. All right. Well, let me show you something in your mind's eye, the trunk of your brain, where it's attached to your central nervous system. You know what I'm saying? When you're looking at your mind's eye at stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about right there. So when you know, when you have the knowledge of good and bad, when you got the knowledge of that, every time you open your mouth, the way it comes out is perverted. It's perverted. I don't care who you are. It's perverted. And the only one that can straighten this stuff out is you know who. He's the only one that can straighten out that. He's the only one that can teach the difference between right and wrong. And when you understand
That's
how
right.
that works, you got this liberty. And the liberty that you got ain't to do none of that because it ain't got nothing to do with that. And that's who you used to be. And now you ain't. And
that's right.
And people can't see you spiritually because all they can see is the flesh. They can't see past
that's
the
right.
flesh spiritually speaking. So these folks talking about stuff, they don't even know what they're talking about. But you don't have to listen to none of that because if you listen to that, when that gets up in you, it's going to come out of you. When you see yourself acting like that, you can knock it off. You ain't got to keep doing
that's right.
that no more.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right, brother. So, I mean, you know, that was very beautiful. That's absolutely right. And you know something, I want to mention him because I love him a lot. I still revere him and honor and respect him highly. Al-Haj Malik Jamal, a.k.a. Malcolm X. This show is a show I really love so much by Allah, decree, because the people that comes on, we speak right down to earth. We are living on the earth. We're not living up in the sky. And what I mean symbolically by that, you know, you got people, even political leaders, religious leaders, or just people, period, in general, but especially the leaders in the society, they try to talk over the people's head. They'll say things that, you know, to mislead the people. They'll say things to get the people to think that they, the brother and me talked last night, Brother Abdul Karim, the so-called Jews of thousands of years ago under Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, the so-called Christians under Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, they was leading their peoples to freedom, just like we've had Malcolm, Imam Wafti Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, others leading us to freedom in America, and history repeats itself. And as they was leading them to freedom, freedom, spiritual freedom, moral freedom as a human being, they was being treated like worse than animals, like we have in America, African Americans. So this is the point I want to make. They didn't even have no patience to wait on those men to bring the revelations of Allah to them. Because this world we're living in is what you call a quick fix world. It's a fleeting world. People, if you're of this world's way of thinking, you want everything right now. You want instant gratification. I can't wait. I got to have it now. I want it now. So therefore, I'm not waiting. I'm going to kill this nigga. I'm getting it now. I can't wait on this woman to take her time to give me some to go to bed with me. I'm getting it now, whether she give it to me or not. I'm taking it. So this is a world of instant gratification. You see? You see? And Allah, the Almighty, say this is a world of evil. Allah say this world is a world of nothing but good. Listen to what he say now. Goods and chattels of deception. So everything that you got that you call good, start with yourself. Oh, I'm good. I know I'm good. I've been good all my life. That's evidence you speaking out of your mouth that you've been a fool all your life. Because the only one that's all good is Almighty God. You ain't not. So where do you get your goodness from? If you didn't get it from Almighty God alone, you ain't got no goodness. So, you know, I hope that all of this is tying in and you're understanding it. And now at this point, I want to say this, that people, we're not in this world for nothing. We're not in this world just to enjoy the material things of this world. Allah did say in the Quran, he wants us to enjoy the material things, enjoy each other, but do it in the way that he prescribed. And also recognize that he have moral boundaries. So don't break those moral boundaries. Enjoy yourself, but don't break the moral laws he have, do you will bring destruction on yourself. And this is simply what we're talking about as brothers, older brothers. I really love it because, you know, most people today, beginning with Muslim, they don't use intelligence no more. They just react to their opinions, feelings, and emotions. Sometimes I do that, but guess what? Since I've been blessed to practice Islam for 46 years, it's a lot of lessened me doing that to almost where I don't even do it hardly any. And I thank Allah for that. I give all praises to Allah for that. But you got to put the work in. And I ain't talking about working and make no money. You got to put the spiritual and the moral work in. Oh, yes. If you want to grow spiritually, and Allah says in the Quran, in my conclusion, if you want to go to heaven, if you want a life after this one is over, the real life, Allah says, not your material things, your family, your children, the material wealth, you are the commerce you have gained. Allah says none of them things are going to bring you closer to him. Your so-called friends, Allah says the only way we're going to gain access or closeness him every day is we do all the good, try to do all the good we can, feasibility law according to his final revelations for the whole world, that he revealed to all of his prophets and put in one book and gave to the last prophet, Muhammad, and Muhammad sent Muhammad out to reach the whole world with his final revelation that he had already revealed to all of his prophets and messengers since the beginning of time. That's why the Quran ain't the only revelation. It's the final revelation. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator with Imam Shahid Shabazz as your host. I'm the co-host Abdul Kareem, and today's topic is Stop the Evil People with Love and Goodness. There's a caller from 804 area code that's been on, like most of these callers, since the show has begun. And we haven't gotten a chance to just see if they want to say their name and if they have a comment. This is the 804 area code, ends with 5610. I'm going to unmute your mic, and please tell us your name and where you're calling from if you have a comment. 804 area code, can you hear us? 5610. Okay. Sometimes I take them off mute too quickly, and I know my wife has told me a few times that she wanted to at least say hello, but I was too fast in putting the call back on mute. So we'll give them a second. There's another call in the 313 area code that's been on for quite a while also, and that phone number ends with 1273. I just want to give you a chance to ask what's your name and where you're calling from if you have a comment. 313 area code? 1273? Okay, okay. Well, alhamdulillah, Imam Shabazz, what you were saying, of course, and how it all ties in is, of course, the purpose of the whole communication is to try to, you know, tie everything together so that we know that this last revelation that we're fortunate to have, this Quran that we were blessed with, is a book for all people. You know, it's not, you know, just for one people. As a matter of fact, we as Muslims would be chastised or admonished if we try to keep it to ourselves, you know, have that knowledge and just try to keep it to ourselves. But it's the
that's
one
right.
book. Yeah, that's right. You know, that's why, you know, these programs of Dawah where we go to try to share the information is so important for us, because we're going to be questioned on whether we tried to share the information that we had or keep it to ourselves. If somebody's
that's
out
right.
there with the cure to this coronavirus and they keeping it to themselves, you know, they're going to be questioned on that. You know, if they could have saved thousands of lives, they're going to be questioned for that. And us with this whole, Muslims, or people who were blessed with the knowledge of the Quran and, you know, read the book and have the book, you don't share that knowledge with the people, you're going to be questioned. And this is a cure for a much bigger pandemic than the corona virus or any other virus
right.
you've ever had. It's the one book where if you ask any Muslim on the planet, what did your Lord say? What did your Lord say? Any Muslim on the planet would say the exact same thing. We could say the very first thing that we say in every prayer, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, Maliki Yawmiddin, ruler of the day of judgment, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, you alone we worship, you alone we pray for help. We could say that all the way to the end of the verse. Every Muslim, whether you speak Japanese, Chinese, some other Mandarin language, you speak Igbo or one of the many African dialects, you speak English, Russian, German, everyone is going to say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the same exact word, which is a blessing from Allah that he promised us that he would keep this book protected for all the
sure
rest
did.
Of the world until the end of time. So everybody, no matter what language, what genre, what nationality, male, female, old, young, would say that because we know what Allah said. Now, when we transfer it into our own language, one person might translate it as all praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Another person might translate it as glory to Allah, the creator of the heaven and earth. Another person might translate it, but if we all want to know what did Allah say, because we know Allah didn't speak English, we know that Allah gave it to us in this language of the Arabic, we would say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. and that would translate
That's
different
right.
in German or in Russian, or somebody from who speaks Spanish may Latin language may translate it a little differently, but we could still go back to what Allah said, because Allah didn't say all praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds, because that's English. And we know that language didn't come out for hundreds of years after. So we know that Allah did not say that, but we know that he did say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And that's a huge, huge benefit, because I'm sure if
Absolutely.
Somebody comes with the cure to this coronavirus or the cure to any other thing, you would have to follow it letter by letter, dot by dot. You would have to follow. You couldn't just put your own translation in it. You can't do that when you're baking, right? You try to bake a cake, you put the powder that you want or the sugar that you want, you're going to have a flat cake, or you're gonna have something wrong.
That's right. That's right.
You have to know the exact thing that your creator said, and nothing created
Absolutely.
Itself. Right? Nothing.
Nothing.
The computers that we're sitting in front of, the phones that we're using to have this conversation, nobody's dumb enough to say, oh, this phone created itself, or this computer created itself. No way. It was created by somebody who created it with a purpose. They created this phone or this computer so that we could communicate, and it came with a set of instructions that we need to follow if we want to know how to use it. And that's our life. That's how human beings were created, and this is our set of instructions on how to use it, is this Quran that we're blessed with. And we could translate
yes.
it into languages, but it's very important that we know what Allah said, because if you want to translate ballad, Surat La Uqusimu Bihadha Al-Balad, you want to translate that word ballad into city, and somebody else wants to translate it into community, and somebody wants to translate it into village, and somebody else wants to say it means town, or somebody else wants to say it means tribe, that's 5-6 different words that all kind of mean the same thing, but we need to know what Allah said. And Allah said ballad.
Exactly.
We could go back to that word that Allah said, and then we could use all those other town, village, community, tribe, gang, whatever you want. You know, that might help somebody understand the meaning of what Allah said. But if we want to know what Allah said, we would go back to the book. And that's a blessing
Absolutely.
That we only have in the Quran. Even though I do understand there's some scriptures in the Koine Greek that, you know, they might have of some of the other scriptures that Allah blessed us with through Jesus and Moses. And, you know, but those languages are gone. Our language, the Quran, is still translated in the language that's used today. And we have it word for word, dot for dot. And sometimes you get the blessing of people who have studied the meanings. And you may have shows like this where some of those small blessings are given to us. And you know, by God's mercy, we can grow from them. So, Imam Shahid, of course, I just want to turn it back over. You listen to the reality of the Creator. We have about 7 minutes left on the show, and today's topic is stop the evil people with love and goodness. And I think we've explored so many different points of that love and goodness and stopping the evil that, and we could still probably go on for days, Imam. So I just want to give you back the mic, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I just want to say quickly, first of all, a statement you just made. Everything in the Quran that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highly glorified and most high creator of all his creation, Allah's book, Quran, it contains all good. What I mean by that, Allah's book will lead you to all good. It's nothing in Allah's book that will leave you over here with some wrong and some good. And the brother that came on, I really liked what he was saying, because, you know, this is a thing that now is so popular, and I know time is moving, so I'm going to say it quickly. People, Muslim, I'm again with them, and people in religion, they want to practice this double lifestyle. I'm going to be spiritual when it benefits me, but I'm in this material world, so when the spirituality gonna stop me from getting this billion-dollar contract, I ain't gonna mention nothing about Allah, Prophet Muhammad, because they might not give it to me. See, Allah knows, though, you gotta stand before Allah. And when you have that $1 billion that you got from that contract, guess what? That $1 billion, Allah said he gonna use it as fuel in the hell fire to to burn you up forever. So we have to be very careful about our intentions. And I want to conclude by saying that I'm grateful to you, Allah Most High, our Creator, for blessing these beautiful guests to come on today with such profound words of wisdom. Remind us of the purpose of life that you created for us and not what we think we should be, what we as human beings think how we're supposed to be. No, you gave us, I shared that with somebody, and I'm through if you don't conclude. Today, a few minutes ago in the store, I said, you know, a manufacturer, he made that car. He know how it run. So if you try to operate that car other than how it was manufactured, made to operate, you're going to tear it up. It's not going to work. So we try to live our life other than the way that our Creator created for us to live. We're going to do what most people are doing now, Muslims or not, destroy ourselves and each other. So remember that, and remember that there will be a real, you ain't going to just die and that's over. You're going to come out of that ground. There's going to be a resurrection day and a day of judgment when you're going to stand before Allah to give an accountability for everything you did in this short flight of time you was here in this evil, fleeting world of illusions. And so with that said, I want to say assalamu alaikum. And brother, I would like for Brother Larry, if he's, can you still get him?
Yeah, I believe he's still on. Yes, he's still on. I'm going to unmute him if he's still able to listen. Go ahead, what you were saying, brother.
I'm still here.
I wanted to ask Brother Larry to say a prayer. How much more time we got?
We got about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
How many?
I would like to say, does the book say until the end of time there will be Christian Muslims and Jews as a religion? There'll be Christian Muslims and Jews. I mean, it sounds like it's just a Muslim show, a Muslim conversation. And don't get me wrong.
Brother Larry, hold up. We got to go now. Okay. You done came in with something you got to add for another time. And we ain't nobody on here saying nothing about Christians, Jews, and Muslims wouldn't be going there. Brother, Abdul Kareem, you want me to say the prayer because we got to end with this right here. We can't end with that stuff right there because that's not in the show. Ain't nobody said it ain't going to be no Christian, Muslim, and Jews. And this is an Islamic program. This ain't no Christian program. This ain't no Jew program. The brother just said the Jews and the Christians that supposed to follow Moses and Jesus, and I said it too. It's in the Quran. You say you read. They didn't follow his message. So Allah sent the Quran to reveal all truth and clear up the lies that the Jews and the Christians that say they followed Moses put in those books that Allah gave them. So, yeah, this is an Islamic program. No, let me finish. I'm the host. Let me finish. I'm the host. Let me finish. Please, let me finish. This is an Islamic program. It's called the reality of the Creator, and the Creator is Allah. It ain't Jesus Christ. It ain't Azar, the ones the Jews made in the gods, the Christians made in the gods, and most Christians today, they worship Jesus. They don't worship Allah. So, no, they not going to heaven worshiping Jesus. And the Jews ain't going to heaven worshiping Azar and all of those that they done made into gods either. And the Muslims ain't going to heaven worshiping any god or creator other than Allah. So we don't have to ever, I don't ever want you to bring that up again on this program, Brother Larry, even if you don't come on, because we ain't speaking on that. I thought you were doing very well, but at the end, You've done that before. You come back with this about this supposed to be a program for everybody, but it sounds like it's just a Muslim program. That's a lie. I will never agree with that.
Alhamdulillah, Imam. I muted Larry, but I think he might have cleared it up toward the end. But inshallah, we only have 20 seconds left, so I just want to make sure that we worship Allah in the last 10 of these seconds, and we all tune in next week for another wonderful broadcast of the reality of the Creator. And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And we thank you for bringing us together and look to see you again next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Let me put that back on. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah wa billahi min shaitani wa rajim.
One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do. But something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes, then one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are a star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you get you.